You're listening to SBS News.
A group of Australia's most experienced marine veterinarians and rescuers have formed a new marine conservation agency dedicated to improving outcomes for sick, injured, and orphaned marine wildlife. The new not-for-profit agency is called Ocean Warriors Australia. They are teaming up with New South Wales National Parks and Wildlife Service, Indigenous communities, and licensed rescue organisations. They aim to support existing and create new response plans to marine stranding events, entanglements, and the critical care of sick, injured, and orphaned whales, dolphins, turtles, and other marine wildlife. Headed by Coffs Harbour-based marine veterinarian Dr. Dwan March, Ocean Warriors Australia brings together a super team of experts.
The best people in their respective fields, whether that's the traditional owners in terms of cultural protocols or marine veterinarians and scientists, and try and get them all working together so we can kind of bridge the gap, I guess, between some of these research questions we've been asking for a while in terms of, what's causing these animals to strand, and then put some processes in place so we can improve outcomes for marine wildlife and get the cultural protocols in there from the ground up.
Based in Coffs Harbour, operations will be based at the National Marine Science Centre through a partnership with Southern Cross University. The team is currently working on research into factors influencing whale strandings and the impacts of pollution on sea turtles. Marine animal stranding events are common, but often experts never actually find out the reason why these animals became stranded. Dr. Roche says this is their intention to fill some of the knowledge gaps. He also says Coffs Harbour was selected as a base location for a very strategic reason.
If a whale, on their migration up the east coast of Australia happens to have the misfortune of getting entangled in some sort of net, let's not worry necessarily about where the net comes from for the time being, but if they do land themselves in that kind of trouble, at this point in time, there is not a rescue operation available for that whale between Taree and Tweed Heads at the border. And if a whale does run into serious issues that needs rescue and care, we're reliant on SeaWorld in Surfers Paradise in Queensland to dispatch a boat to come down and to mount that rescue.
Ocean Warriors Australia will build a rescue capability that sits in Coffs Harbour and will be able to be deployed both south and north in the event of a marine entanglement rescue. The partnership with Southern Cross University provides an operating base, resources, and research capacity. The National Marine Science Centre is one of Australia's leading research and teaching facilities, distinctively positioned at the junction of temperate and subtropical ocean currents. Researchers have expertise in marine ecosystems, as well as the operation of marine vessels and drones. The new initiative will prioritise building capacity within Indigenous communities to care for marine wildlife on sea country. Bilari Malay Nyangan Aboriginal Corporation Programs Director and Gumbungi man Nathan Brennan says the Sea Country Custodian Program will play a leading role by building the capacity of Indigenous rangers to improve management.
We're saltwater, freshwater people, so the waterways have been critical to our existence since the beginning of time, mainly because they provided us with an abundance of resources and food, and also a lot of our stories are connected to the sea. So we have stories that talk about sea level rise. We talk about our creator coming from the east, from the ocean, and our totem is the gargle, which is the sea. A lot of our totems is based around about responsibility, ensuring that one group of people are responsible for looking after certain things within our landscape and world, ensured that there was that sustainability component as well as the spiritual.
This is unique in the marine conservation field, both from a cultural perspective, where animals of totemic significance are treated with the respect they deserve, but also from a scientific perspective to make sure that the food that is being eaten, such as oysters and pippies, are actually safe to eat. Dr. March says installing cultural processes is essential to effective marine conservation and ecosystem respect across Australia. Mr. Roche says he respects the ways that Indigenous values and circular ideas connect in a meaningful sense.
I'm always amazed when I see our researchers talking with traditional custodians and And most of the time they're smiling as if saying, yeah, great, you've just worked it out, fantastic. We've known this, not necessarily at the level of technicality that our researchers are approaching it, but at a level of understanding at a systems level and a holistic level. And I think that's where relationships with traditional custodians will really help, not only for us to understand the level of interconnectedness across all these issues, but also to start to understand how we build a level of care and a level of commitment to get to a stage where the way we live, work and play doesn't degrade our marine environments.
World Wildlife Fund Australia has welcomed the announcement. Darren Grover, head of Healthy Land and Seascapes, says it galvanises the skills, the expertise and resources of Australia's leading marine veterinarians and rescuers, research agencies and marine management authorities in a very unique way.
The issues that we're facing are more than just one organisation can handle. So we have to work together now. We have to form these super teams. We all bring our own individual expertise and experience to the table, and we work together to solve these problems. And this is a great example of it, and it's also an example of what we need to see more of.
Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.